Shalom, everyone. I'm going to do a mic test to see if my sound is coming over. Thanks, God. Seems my parallels is going down a little bit this evening, but here we are. Thanks, God, for that reunion. And let's take a few moments to quiet our mind and bring our energies and our love together in God. Thanks, God, for this class tonight. Maitreya has told us in one of his sat songs, actually 02, that we say salom to one another. Salom to the divinity in all of you. That is what salom means. Salom means I pay my salutations to the essence in each and every one of you. That essence is God. That essence is what God loves in you. That essence is what God wants to return to him or it. Therefore, when we say salom, we salom the divinity within you. That is all you have. You do not have your body. You do not have your possessions. You do not own anything in this universe but that essence. Therefore, the more you work on that essence, the more successful you are in life. The more you work on your body and external world, the less successful you will be at the end. So, Salom reminds us of what is important in life. The most important thing in life is the essence that we have to work to polish, to love, to meditate on, to make it progress, and to rid ourselves of the karmas and bad habits that we have created. When you leave your body, you do not take anything with you but that essence. Not even your body, not even your wife, your husband, your family, your possessions, nothing. The only thing you take with you is that Om, that essence. That is what you are and who you are. Therefore, if you want to be successful in life, work on that essence alone. When you have the essence, then you will realize that the goal of the life is to become divine. To become divine means to be in the image of God. Manifest his qualities, see his light, and shine that light to the people around you. Light your spirit so you can also light other people's spirits, because you are the fire of God, and your fire can fire others who also will become the fire of God. Then they also can fire many others. So we can see like a little candle, which can light many candles. And those candles light many others. Eventually, we will have an earth full of the lights of God, which will shine all over the earth, and we'll see the truth of life. They will not be ignorant anymore, and they will know that the goal of the life is to become divine, and the only thing they have is that essence. Therefore, I say again, Salom. It means I pay my salutations to the divinity within you. What is meditation? In the simplest terms, meditation means to calm the mind and to direct its attention from the external world to the spiritual world. Meditation is the process of directing your attention from going outward to going inward. In that calm or quiet mind, the emotions are still, and there is no turbulence of the mind. Then the soul becomes a reflection of the truth, like a still lake, which reflects the objects in the sky. So the self will reflect its oneness with the self, the universe. The Bible tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." To pray is to talk to God. To meditate is to listen to Him. So why are we offering this course? It is not to convert anyone, but to give the message that we have been commissioned to give to humanity. Accepting the message or not is up to you and God. And we wish to share a wonder, a natural gift of God. Everyone meditates. It is a natural gift of God. However, not everyone has enough control over their mind to use meditation to produce that calm mind that we all desire. We can use the example of harnessing steam. If you just boil water and let the steam go into the room, you may have a little extra moisture in the air. And when you control or harness that same steam, you can use it to run engines and for many, many uses. So let us see how we can begin to be in control of our minds by lifting and redirecting our thoughts through proper meditation. Our mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, are Sanskrit words. And why do we use a mantra? The mantra has been given to all of us and to the whole world by Maitreya Ji. So it holds the highest essence in the world today. So why do we use a mantra? Because a mantra is an empowered word or group of words used to evoke the latent spiritual forces. The power of mantras is in their ability to stimulate and awaken different levels of spirit and bring understanding of that level to the soul. So the proper use of the universal mantra can bring about enough control over the mind to produce that calm mind that we all desire. Meditation is not limited to one position of the body. For example, sitting in the lotus position. In fact, children can be more easily taught to meditate using the universal mantra as they walk. Actually, when you become proficient at meditation, you will find that everything you do is a meditation. Prayer and chanting with utmost devotion is the cleansing process of the soul. the prophets used chanting and prayer, meditation. So what proof is there that the prophets taught chanting and dancing the kirtan? In the mystical paths, we know about the dancing dervishes, Africans, Hindus, American Indians, etc. We have the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures like those in Psalms. There are New Testament Bible scriptures in James and Revelations. In Islam, the Quran is chanted and the dervishes dance. The Baha'is do a campfire-style singing, and the Ananda Margis chant and dance kirtan. And finally, in Tho, it unifies all. You can read in Tho in Essays 3 on spiritual chanting and dancing the kirtan. So now we're going to do the meditation process. If we have any questions before, or any comments before we do the process, I'll be happy to be still for a moment and take the questions or statements. If not, we'll begin the meditation process. Sit comfortably with your back and your neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again, relax your body. Release any tension or tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then fill the state, the province, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. Now that you have filled the whole earth, gently leave your body and visualize that you are sitting on the top most part of the earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth, you are going toward outer space, you pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system, you pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies, you are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach that center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet, the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra, your second, your third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows, and now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keeping your back and neck straight, breathe in deeply and listen in your mind, repeating the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Realize the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe out the second part of your mantra. Recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause. Om Nam Kevala. Pause. Recognize the stillness between your in-breath and your out-breath. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relax. And now we'll meditate together for about 5 minutes and then reverse the process. And now, when done meditating, we reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on the top of the earth. Remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from this brilliant light is on earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the province, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. Excuse me. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe. But we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. And now, after you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. Salam everyone, all things to the Father.